In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday today, the 20th of November. Good as always to have you here, everybody. We begin today with a departure we all kind of knew was coming after President Trump decided not to reappoint Janet Yellen to a second term chairing the Federal Reserve. Yellen said in a letter to the president today she will be leaving the Fed completely once her successor is confirmed. She could have stayed for another 7 years the way the terms of the Board of Governors are set up, but no. And therein, by the way, lies some changes coming for the Fed. Gina Smilak covers the Federal Reserve for Bloomberg. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We should say here it would have been more unusual, right, if Chair Yellen had elected to stick around after she was no longer the chair?
Absolutely. I think that's totally fair. If she had chosen to stay around, it would have, I think, created a sort of unusual dynamic in the committee with both the former leader and then a new chair in place. Right, right. And so I think it makes sense that she left.
Now, though, come February when she leaves, there will be 4 seats out of the 7 on the Board of Governors open. Tell me what that means.
Yeah, and it could be even earlier than February
because she
announced today that she'll be stepping down when her successor is appointed. And yes, so 4 openings on the Board of Governors out of 7 chairs means that Donald Trump can essentially completely reshape the institution. And it also means that a very small number of governors is going to have to split up a huge amount of work because these guys are tasked not only with setting monetary policy, but also with really running this massive organization with everything from financial regulation to cash management.
And oh, so much more, right? I mean, they are a major banking regulator in this economy.
It's important to note that the Federal Open Market Committee does not set banking regulation.
Right.
That's something that's done by these board members in Washington, and it's sort of their sole purview. They don't, no one else has control over it. And so I think it's going to be really, really important to see who gets put in those positions and to make sure, for the Trump administration, to make sure that those positions get filled in a timely manner.
A word here of which there will be many written and said about Janet Yellen's legacy. It's worth the mention that she's the first Fed chair to leave without a recession in I don't even know how long.
Also, to be fair, though, I think it's worth noting that she's the first Fed chair to only serve one term since 1979. So, to be fair, it's been a while since that's happened.
Yeah, and that kind of goes along with what's been happening here, right? Is that Mr. Trump decided he wanted somebody else and Janet Yellen wasn't it.
Absolutely. And to your previous point, though, I do think it's worth noting that she certainly has presided over a period of massive economic calm. And she also engineered the exit from this massive quantitative easing program, which I think is probably what people are going to remember her for. You know, we were facing an unprecedented era of monetary policy that Ben Bernanke presided over. And he really sort of handed over that legacy to Janet Yellen, and she exited from it in a way that didn't roil markets and sort of, you know, saw steady and continued expansion. So I think that's worth noting.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, she will be in the job until the Senate confirms Mr. Powell. Gina Smilak at Bloomberg. Gina, thanks so much.
Thank you.